don't know what happened to anyway. So we're trying to figure out this osi ma'ase amcha, right? So the Gemara, I mean, one Gemara is nasi ba'amcha lo sar, but osi ma'ase amcha. So Rashi on there in Sanhedrin Pehe and Malala says v'zesha over avera shachayev misa lav osi ma'ase amcha. So he doesn't have avera chayev misa, then he's not considered b'chal amcha, right? Because it says like this, it has a question. One's saying, where there is in Pei, it's talking about, could a son become a shliach bezen for the father to hurt, to hit him and to curse him? So it says, well, is a normal person allowed to hit and curse a person? He says, what is mutter? Because kavod shemayim. In general, you're not allowed to do things like that to people, but it's because of kavod shemayim. So the father also should be allowed to. Right? So it says, no. It says, but maybe you'll say, no, the reason it's not true, because, achar, any time at the pot of damar kov, nasi b'amcha lo sar, b'osim ma'ase amcha. To know by a regular person and a chalami, it really isn't asar, because the whole isar is osi b'amcha lo sar, is b'amcha. And here he's not osi ma'ase amcha, so by a regular person, it's really not the isar. Right? But by a father, it's not the source. The father is, you're not allowed to hit your father, you're not allowed to curse your father, period. So it doesn't say, so maybe you don't say that it's going to be mutter. So it says, Hate nach klala, akah min alan. Right? That's fine for our klala. What about akah? The makshin akah klala. Right? So it compares akah and klala. So Rashi says, Hate nach klala dachsebe ba'amcha. So makshin on klala, kalomar garina ba'mamatsina. You learn it out from a mamatsina. Just like you find that klala is asar, and that's only ba'amcha. So too, akah is asar, it's also only ba'amcha. He says, "Igud Ami Akesha." So some say it's a mamatzino, just like a logical analogy, and some say it's a hakesh. Siv Maki Avu Mekalav Gabi Hadadi Beil Meshpatan Alash Mikrach Nasik Bintayim. So it mentions the Isser, you're not allowed to hit your father. It also mentions this, you're not allowed to curse your father, and it's one pasuk apart, one pasuk in between. So he says, maybe you'll say it's a hakesh. So the Torah compares it to it. Right. So it says. And it says, there's another thing here. It says, later on, it says another man, makyas v'amcha k'v'amcha v'amcha. So now there's another Rashi. The gabe haka'a lo k'siv v'amcha. The mutei she'ino s'yas v'amcha. So then there's a Gemara later which says that by makya, you don't have this halacha v'amcha. So it says, Rashi says, the gabe haka'a lo k'siv v'amcha. The mutei she'ino s'yas v'amcha. You don't have this limit by haka'a. So this time I hold you don't compare hakala because there's a pasuk in between. So it's a machlokas. Definitely everyone agrees by cursing. It says so it's only the issur of cursing a Jew is only if he's part of Am Yisrael. He's acting properly. But if he's like a kusi and kusim aren't really good guys. I was wrong yesterday. It's not about a guy. It's about a kusi and an avid. So they're Jews, but they're whatever, they're bad. So the same way those guys, so they're not my samcha, so the sort of cursing doesn't apply to them. Question is, do you compare cursing to hitting? You say hitting also doesn't apply to them, or you say no, it does. Right, so that's the machlokas in Sanhedrin, that's what Rashi's saying, it's the machlokas in Sanhedrin, whether you compare cursing to hitting, or hitting to cursing, I should say. First question is as simple as, what's the halacha of osi ma'ase amcha? That you're only chayef or klala if he's doing ma'ase amcha, if he's living properly. So that's what does it mean osi ma'ase amcha? So we don't know that much. We know that the Gemara is saying kusi isn't that, and this thing says we do an avera of misa, then you know osi ma'ase amcha. We're saying a little bit. I mean, it's not tight exactly. I mean, it's kind of, I think it's a little tighter than us. It's not clear exactly how many, but so is that the din of cursing. It's not just you can't curse somebody. You can't just do the action of cursing him. Or you can't attack a person who has a right not to be cursed. And he's a Jew and you can't curse a Jew. But it's an idea that Nasi ba'amcha lo sa'ar, that Klal Yisrael, when people live life to our mitzvahs, this is a baruch way of living, not an arar way of living. So you have... So the isser is, to when you enunciate a curse, it's like a statement of the fact that this person is Zara, should be Zara by God. So that's a statement of like a certain objective statement about the person and his value and his worth. So What's saying is if he is a representative of Amcha, the Chal Amcha, so by cursing him, it's like Rabbi Zion of Chal Yisrael, of the Am, the Amcha, of the life that he's living. You're saying is this guy should be cursed, but he's not just a person, he's part of the Chel Hashem, he's part of he's a person who represents the life of Torah, he's a spokesman of God, and he's living the life. So now by you undermining him and saying he's close Aurora, that's the answer. But if he's really living, if he's part, he's chayiv to live that life, but he's corrupt, so then you could curse him. There's an idea of Misha Paro, for instance. Why? Because he's not, that's what Aram says, he's not living, doing Ma'aseh Yisrael. So there's an idea, it's a legitimate time where a guy's not doing Ma'aseh Yisrael and he should be cursed. Because that's the contrary, it's a Chel Hashem. He's not, he's calling out. So he does deserve to be cursed. And that's not the answer. The answer is, insofar as the guy is doing Ma'aseh Yisrael, so by cursing him, you're undermining, it's an attack on Yisrael, on the ident, on what he represents. But the chiddush is that the curse is, doesn't just attach to the abstract Shem Yisrael, but it goes into who he is and how he's living. That's Be'amcha, that's the limud. The curse is an attack on Yisrael, which goes through the guy and his particulars of his life. He's Osim Ais Amcha. How's he living? If he's living B'chal Amcha, he's a K'sherim, so then this applies. Yeah. So he's like, I don't know if there's a class, halachically, of K'sherim. Like the God of Shem and the Gavra of Kasher, and saying is the Isser only applies to that Gavra. Then you'd say, it's like Tama Davra, why is the Torah limited to that Gavra? What I'm saying is, no, it's not, there's no shame like that. The shame is Yisrael. But the Isser is to do an action, it's not an action of cursing to a Yisrael, then there wouldn't be a way to limit it to that Gavra. But the Isser is a certain type of an action of undermining of a statement about Amcha and about the Torah mitzvahs and about the life of Yisrael. So it's saying you can only do it through the vehicle of a guy who's Bechal Amcha. Because then you're making a statement about his life, about this type of a thing. But if insofar as he's living corrupt lives, he'll say you're not making a statement about Amcha, you're making a statement about this particular guy's choices and the way he's chose to live his life. But that's not the Isser. The Isser is Amcha. He's a vehicle of you cursing the Amcha. Am Hashem. So that's what it's teaching you when asking Amcha. It's not really him. It's not the Isser to curse him. It's the Isser to curse the Am Hashem via him. So it's only a person who's truly representative of that, that by you cursing him, you're really cursing the Am Hashem, and you're cursing the life of the Am Hashem. And as opposed to him and his particulars. This is saying, it's not the Isser to curse him as an individual. But to steal, you know, steal from him. And I steal from him because he's a person, and Torah protects his right to ownership, so you can't steal from him. It has nothing to do with Klal Yisrael or anything. I mean, each person in Yisrael has a right to own things, and you can't take the money. That's it. So I don't care, he's a Rasha, it doesn't mean he doesn't have money. But Klal is not pshat. Everyone in Klal Yisrael has a right to not be cursed. There's no halach like that, right? You're not allowed to break his right. You know, you're not doing anything, you're not attacking. That's not the problem. The problem is the statement of about Amcha. Okay, so what's the question now about Hakal HaKlala? So the question is, do you compare, do you say Hakal is the same thing or not? So what's that question? Now the question is, what about by hitting? Are you allowed to hit a guy who's a Rasha? Right? Are you allowed to hit a guy who's a Rasha? Definitely going to cursing, it's a limud. Only B'chal Amcha. What about heading? Right, what about heading? By the way, I just wanted to mention this for the tape. It seems like the Rambam doesn't have this halacha of only b'chal b'amcha. But the Frankel reference, first of all, two places where it seems like maybe it does. Because in the Koseres, first of all, in Shoftim, it's mitzvah lamed, shalokala adam yishar b'nei Yisrael ha-ksherim. So yes, it says ha-ksherim. It sounds like ksherim. And in Mamrim, where is it? Bayes Dalet or something. One second. You can find that. Hey, Bayes. Eino chai eskila achkal m'shem en ha-shem asem yichadim. Avon kilom b'kinoi patam en eskila. So if you curse your parents without shem and farsh. whatever, that the shemos. The loka kederach shaloka al kilalas kol adam kasher mi Yisrael. So you get malchus just like with her cursing anybody adam kasher mi Yisrael. So you see, he's saying adam kasher. At least just say kol adam Yisrael. You see, he holds adam kasher. So it seems from these halachos that he really does hold by that. But at the same time, he doesn't mention it explicitly in Chaf Per Chaf Vav in Hilchos Sanhedrin, where he discusses the Isser altogether, which is bothersome. And also in Hilchos Mamrim and Hei Yud Beis, it would seem to indicate that the contrary also. He doesn't have to be a kasher. So I don't know, it's a separate thing to look into how the Rambam learns this. But we're not discussing that. Just I'm trying to give you some sources. Okay, so the question is, do you say the same thing by hitting, right? Do you say the same thing by hitting or not? I think simple is, I don't know how to go further, but it's just like the question of how you look at hitting this or hitting somebody. Is it an idea like a guy has a right to live a normal life without being hit? It's like you're hitting a guy, you have a right to hit a guy, he has rights. He has rights. He's Israel. He has rights. Part of being Israel. He has rights of money. You can't take his money. You can't hit him. You can't beat him up. You can't kill him. Torah protects people. Torah protects people. So then what's the difference if he's a kosher or not? He doesn't lose all his rights because he does have arrows. But or do you say the Isser is like Klala? It's not protecting him, but rather the Isser is, since he's in Israel, so therefore hitting him is like a disgrace. It's an attack on Israel. And then it's going to be the same thing as B'chal Amcha. It's only so far as he represents the life of Amcha. Otherwise, that's not the answer. By cursing, it makes sense because you're not really doing anything to him. So you say there, it's a disgrace to the Am. But by hitting, you're doing something to him. You're attacking him. So is that the Isser of Lo Yosef, of hitting a guy? Is the Isser of hitting a guy because he's Israel and because of, how it characterizes Israel, or no, that's because you can't hit him, Torah says, that's protecting his rights. Right, so my car, it makes sense to say that way. So it'd be interesting to say it's not that way, Makes sense that the way Gemara is saying it. They're different. Because hitting him, you're really hitting a guy. Torah protects a person. I understand Torah doesn't protect the person, Kala, because what does it do? It doesn't really do anything anyway. So Kala is just an objective statement about who he is, so it's a Bizayon, whatever, but he is Mevuzah. He should be Mevuzah. It's a true statement. But by hitting a guy, okay, fine, he should be Mevuzah, but you're hitting the guy. Painful. So we're saying it protects him. So it seems like the question is, what's the essence of, something like that. I don't know how to go further. What's the essence of this, Rakala? Or something like that. Do you say the fact that he is Mevuzah allows it, even though it's maybe there is a general idea of rights, but what about what do you say when the person really is Mevuzah and really it's in a certain sense legitimate to him? I don't know, something like that. I don't know how to finish it off, but something like there's the two aspects in which one is the determinant in this case. Right, and that's true. If you hit him, even if you hold that you're allowed to hit him, if you hit him too hard, so then you have to pay Nezek. Yeah. But I think his Nezek is then Mammon. So Mammon is definitely the Torah protects the Mammonist rights of a person. Yeah. So it's, in terms of Dina Mammon, it's your Mazik. But if you do less of a Shavu Pruta, so there's no Hezek. Now it's just you're isolating the pure Lav. So now in terms of the Lav, you'll say, look, that's not the Lav. So you see, the fact that if, so apparently it's not because, since he's a Rasha, therefore it is you should hit him. Because then maybe you'd say you put it from Hezek also. But it's just saying is that the Isser is, the Isser itself is because of the undermining of Yisrael. But when you do, even though it doesn't apply to him, if he's not B'chal Amcha, but it's still Nezek applies to him, so like you steal from him, you damage him. But when you do less than Shavu Pruta, then you don't have the Mammonus, and all you have is this. So if you say that he's not B'chal Amcha, it's not, but doesn't apply, so then it's okay. Right, it's like two different areas. Physically, when you hit a guy, really it's two things. It's had Nezek, and it's also the Isser of Hakah. But the halacha is you don't get two onshim for one crime, and the Torah, as Mar says, the onus that you get is the mammon. So when there is the mammon, then you don't get the misa. But in Sefer Zalas and Shavrut, and there is no mammon, so then you get the, that's when the onus of Malchus comes out. The Be'ami's halacha is in general, you don't get a Malchus for hitting a guy, because you get mammon. But you could have looked at that in two ways. You could say that there is no malchus for hitting. But Riyami is saying that you do get malchus for hitting, it's just that when it coexists with Nezek, the Torah puts precedence on the mammon. But when you get less than Shavu Pruta, so now it just becomes, now the malchus gets expressed itself. don't know if it's a machlokas or not, but I mean, you certainly could see arguing is that, look, this, because of the fact that HaKoah has the Mammon, so the Torah essentially made it into a din of, it basically waived the Malkus in this crime, because in 99.5% of the cases, basically it's just the Mammon. So basically made it into a monetary crime, treated it that way. And it'll be interesting to see if it's a machlokas or not, you know? I mean, if it is, then you'd have to define that other side a little better, you know? But I could see, you know, I could see someone saying that. It would be just a conjecturing, but a simple shot is because the guy's getting damaged. I mean, but that would always be by Mammon. I don't know. For some reason, Torah is saying, by Chovel, you go by the Mammon, not the Malkus. I guess for tomorrow, I want to go further in the Gemara, is where it gets into talking about Geratoshev. Talks about, I mean, this wasn't Geratoshev, then it gets into Geratoshev. So it's, where is it? I think it's just the next Gemara. Alma Geratoshev, I was called Moema Seifa. It's Tessman Alf, with 3-4 lines in. And just keep reading a little bit. And then you have to get the, Rashi's. I think it's Gemara's Rashi's.